Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Friday, the 6th of December. It is US Employment Report Friday, a day of excitement and speculation as an unreliable statistic provides very limited insight into the performance of the US labour market. That unreliability is heightened today by the aftermath of strike action and hurricanes. The consensus range for non-farm payrolls is quite wide, and the reality is that there isn't a real consensus at all for the numbers. It's also the case that current employment trends may not be a great guide for the future, so the value of this employment report for investors is correspondingly diminished. Several of US President-elect Trump's policies have the potential to impact employment, including, most obviously, mass deportation and trade tariffs. If these policies are in fact implemented, they will in effect represent a structural break in the labour market relationships. Meanwhile, US billionaire Musk and US House Speaker Johnson are coming up with proposals to reduce government efficiency and increase government costs by insisting federal government employees return to the office. This means that the US government will own buildings that it could sell and spend money powering and equipping those buildings that it doesn't need to. It reduces the pool of labour the federal government can hire from, raising costs, and a Bureau of Labour Statistics report in October added to the overwhelming body of evidence that flexible working increases labour productivity. The interesting question is why some people in government, and indeed in a few corporates, ignore the evidence of the cost savings derived from a return to a traditional flexible working arrangement. It might be that extrovert people are scared by a system that improves the productivity of introverts. Japanese data showed sluggish consumer spending in October with little change in the monthly spending rate. However, this may be due to warmer weather delaying winter-related purchases. Income growth was reasonable, but the ending of the energy subsidy does mean that, unlike other developed economies, real incomes may not continue to rise in the coming months. Europe has politics, with French President Macron vowing to stay in office. No one in the financial markets really thought that they would be leaving office, so that is not especially interesting. German industrial production was weaker than expected, but the previous month's data was revised stronger. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.